Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You're the medallist. Three lines from the bottom of the Amud Zog, Duma Lem Sailei. So we just said over here, the Commissioner says that if you put a sheet underneath the schach and you're doing it, you're putting it there for decorative purposes, then it's fine. It's not a problem. If you put it there to catch the leaves, then it'll be no good. But if you put it there partially to catch the if you put it there for beautiful decoration, then it's okay. Mar says Lem Sailei, Taka bring a riot. We learn like this. The schach is kilchosa. No good kosher schach. Everything beautiful. Now, the itra, and he sort of like crowns the schach. That means he hangs a beautiful sheet, and he wants to make the schach more beautiful. And how does he make the schach more beautiful? By putting a sheet underneath it, and this sheet is bekromim, beautiful embroidery on it, ubesadinin hamutsuyorim, beautiful colored cloth hanging below the schach. he hung a geizim, a nut, shkedim, almonds, a
fisik, created with free version for non-commercial use.
Pomegranates, but a lot of it. Prachile, anovim, clusters of grapes, v'itoros, shel shibolim, wreaths of grain, yenos, wines, v'shamonim, oils, v'sulsos, fine flowers. Also, l'stapik mehem, you're not allowed to take food from you can't eat them on sukkos. Ad Motzei Yontov Acharon Shachak, until the last day, the end of the last day of Sukkos. Right, the Tosa says that the Esrig already on the last day with Takabimutta. Right, Tosa Kasha Mashnam Esrig the Shori be Yontov Acharon. On the last day of Sukkos, right, you'd like to go and eat an Esrig. So he says a Sukkah is different. Why? Because a Sukkah, if you would have a meal. Right, at the time of Benish Moshe, so at the very, very end, let's say Netz Yisrael, at the end of Hashanah Rabbah, going into Shemini Atzeres. Right, so if you'd have
created
a
with
then,
free version for non-commercial Rabbah, use.
Motzei Sukkos, in other words, right, you'd have to eat it in a sukkah, right, even though it's Benish Moshe and it's all that in between time. Whereas a esrog, you would have shaken all of an esrog really early on in the day. Right, so when it comes to the beginning of Shemini Atzeres, it's not muksa. And we have a klal, migudis kasratsoi ben hashmosha. So if something is muksa during the beginning period of the Yom Tov, of the Shabbos, it's muksa the whole Shabbos. So is the sukkah, the schach, and the no sukkah. Right, if I'd want to eat a meal at that point, that means I need the sukkah. So everything in the sukkah is muksa. It's set aside for the sukkah. Whereas an esrig at the end of the Yom Tov is already muta. So all these things are also ad motzei yontov achron shel chag. Now, v'im hisna, if he makes a stipulation, v'im hisna aleim, and he makes a tenai. And now, what is the tenai? So I call it for a tenai. Everything depending on the tenai. What is the tenai?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Same nekudah, right, about ben hashmoshes. Gagoin, da'ama eni boidomam kol ben hashmoshes yontov harishon. As yontov is coming in, we just said, then anything which is muksa at the beginning of the Yom Tov, the beginning of the Shabbos, it's muksa the whole Yom Tov. So here, at the beginning of the Yom Tov, he makes the Tanai, very, very right at the beginning. I don't want this to be there as permanent sukkah decorations. Yes, I hung a lot of fruit up there. It looks very nice. But if I'm hungry, I'm going to just lift up my hand and take some fruit. So the Tanai is at the beginning of the Yom Tov. He says, "Any boidobem, I'm not separating myself. I'm not setting this aside for decorations at the beginning of the Yom Tov. Lechal kedusha alai, and therefore doesn't have the kedusha of the sukkah, and therefore he'll be able to go ahead and take from it." Oh, now the ma'is you see over here, we just got sidetracked all about the decorations of the grapes and the peaches.
Created
the
with free version for non-commercial
the
use.
Of this brayso that we just started learning says that sichachok echosav itte bekromim of a sedinim. If you have embroideries and a sedinim and beautiful colored cloths hanging right underneath the schach, then it'd be okay, right? It's kosher sukkah. Why? Because it's beautiful embroideries, it's beautiful colored cloths. It's there to decorate the sukkah. It's not called you're sitting underneath the cloths, it says it's considered as if you're sitting underneath the schach, and it's a kosher sukkah, and that's the lema misayale. So what we said, that if you're doing it leno oisa, if you're putting the cloths underneath the schach to make the schach beautiful, then it is a kosher sukkah, and it's not a problem. Oh, so that's, now the Mara started off lema. Lema Messiah Le. Whenever the Gemara says Lema, most of the times, Lema is always a Havamina. Not necessarily that's the way it's going to be at the conclusion. So Lema Messiah Le, we have a Brisa, and the Gemara says, let us suggest, but it's only a suggestion.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
That if you have that sheet underneath, it's going to be a kosher sukkah. Now the Gemara pushes it away. The Gemara says, Duma Min Hatzad. Right. This that it says that you have all these beautiful cloths and embroideries, right? It means that you put it up on the side, you put it up to make the walls look nice. Right? It says Rashi, the fourth line down, Dumim and Asad, the Fano's come out, you're hanging it on the walls. But if you put it Lemaila, then I would say that even in the ice, even if it's beautiful and you make it to beautify the sukkah, right? The fact is, it'd be Masachiv, sometimes Makabal Tumma, because the sheet is a Keli, it's Makabal Tumma, it's a finished product. And it would be Makabal Tumah, so maybe it would be no goods. Right. Now, though, if you just look back for a moment, yeah, and where we started, Lema Messiah Le, on Amad Aleph, Yud Amad Aleph, Lema Messiah Le, Sichicha Kilchasa, you put the Schach Kilchasa, the Itra, and you, how do you translate the Itra?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You what? You adorned what? The Itra. You adorned it. What's it? The what? That's what it sounds like, doesn't it? Right? The itra, and you adorned it, the crumb of Sedinim Siyorim, and the talaba, right? It's all like one continuation. Or you went and hung talaba, what, on it, the schach, the goes in the shkedim and all that, right? So it seems like that very much that we're talking about that you put the schach, and you put a sheet underneath the schach, not that you hung it on the walls of the sukkah. Right? But a lot of times you find in the Gemara that to push away a raya, you have a kasha, squeeze in a deichik. But duma min atzadke. Although that's not really, if you read the Pasha Pshat, it doesn't flow so well, but it's good enough to tell, don't come and tell me you have a raya, because it's not 100% proof, because I could catch into that braisa that's talking about that you hung the embroidery sheets on the sides.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
No sukkah. Ain't mamaitim sukkah, right? You go to different sukkahs and you see the amount of decorations, especially with the stuff that you can buy, right? And you can really have a lot of sukkah decorations hanging from the schach. We're holding Yudam and Beis, three lines down from top of the omud. So no sukkah ain't mamaitim sukkah. The no sukkah is not mamait the sukkah, right? So if you have Rashi says you have a sukkah which is higher than 20 amos. The sukkah higher than 20 amos is no good. So I'll hang a lot of sukkah decorations, and then it's less. Because no, it doesn't take away from the height of the sukkah. And if it's 20 amos, it's still no good. And so too, Rashi says, if you have a sukkah which is less than, if you have a sukkah which is 10 tefachim, exactly 10 tefachim, and then have some sukkah decorations hanging down, that doesn't take away from the height of the 10 tefachim, and the sukkah is still a kosher sukkah. So the no sukkah decorations
created
don't
with free version
the
for non-commercial use.
No sukkah, ain't maitim sukkah. My Rashi, or minatzad, maitim. From the side, it does. Says Rashi, Mashiach zayin tefachim. If you have a sukkah exactly 7x7 tefachim, then enim mechazak is reshu ruba yivshachonoi. If you have sukkah decorations all around on the walls of the sukkah, you don't have a sukkah of 7x7 anymore, so it'll be no good. From the height, it doesn't make a difference, but from the width and the length of the sukkah, if it's exactly 7 tefachim, and then you put some nice, beautiful embroidery sheets and mats and Turkish carpets hanging, Persian rugs hanging all along the sides of the sukkah, that will take away from the dimension of the sukkah. Says Maravaita, Min Yomin Avdei Deravashi. Okay, so Mar brings down a story over here. Yudam Abbas, four lines from the top of the Amid. Min Yomin, that was his name. Min Yomin Avdei Deravashi, he was the Eved Deravashi. It Misho Le Kutunta B'mahaya. His shirt became soaked in water.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Amitalulasa on the sukkah. So he had a shirt that was soaked in water. He wanted to dry it, so he spread it out on the roof of the sukkah. Amalei Ravashi. Ravashi said, Dalyei, remove it. The loy lemru, people should not say, Kamesachechei bedova makabotuma. That he's using he's using something which is makabotuma, because the shirt is a normal keli and it's makabotuma. Says the Gemara, the Haka Chazilei Diretiva. Everybody sees that it's wet. And if everybody sees that the shirt is wet, he's only putting it on top of the schach to dry it out. He's not doing it for any other purpose. So he said, what I meant is that when it's dry, remove it. Otherwise, people will say that you are using something which is makabel tumah, which is a shirt, and using it as schach. Right, so it's machlokes, it's a shirt.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
When this wet shirt was hanging over the sukkah wasn't kosher. Right? So no one was using it. The sukkah was not in use when he had his big shirt, a big coat, wet raincoat hanging over the sukkah. You have to say that it wasn't good. Nobody was sitting under the sukkah. They said, but when it's dry, take it away, because people will, like Maris Ayin, people will think that you're using it to cover the sukkah. But when it's there, even when it's wet, you can't sit underneath because you're sitting under, it's like you have the roof on top of the sukkah, it won't be good. Okay, it's marulin. No sukkah, if you have no sukkah, hamufurogim mimenu arbo. If you have sukkah decorations, which is a distance from the schach, 4 tvachim. Rav Nachman says that the sukkah is still kosher because it's just the sukkah decorations. And if Chizda v'Rabba Baravun Amri Psula, they say that it's
created possible, with free version for non-commercial
of
use.
Oil, if you have a lot of sukkah decorations, right, and it's hanging more than 4 tefachim down, so it's not bottled to the schach, right? So it comes out you're sitting under a ceiling of sukkah decorations. You're not sitting under the schach. If it's within 4 tefachim, so you say it's there to decorate the schach. It's part of the schach. More than 4 tefachim down, right, then already it's sitting under a ceiling of decorations, and it'll be no goods. Right? So that's like we say, la halacha. You have to make sure that's within 4 tefachim. Sometimes you get all these beautiful, glittering, big, huge decorations, you know, the ones that you open up. That's a 1 or 2 is okay. Right? If you really heavily decorate your sukkah, right, so then it'd be an issue. Because it's not, you don't have the shear of the thing. What is it? It's a few centimeters, right? You know, you're bigger than it.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Without Dalat Fochem, it's not a problem because it's bottled to the schach.
Despite however much.
Yeah. But more than that already, it's like a separate oil. Yeah, so there'll be no good. Okay, whereas Rav Nachman said, be kosher. Now the Gemara brings down a maisa. Rav Chizda Rabba Barav Huna Iklu Lebei Resh Galusa, they went to the Resh Galusa. Yeah, the Resh Galusa was the, like the Nossi, so to speak. He was the one who was in charge. It wasn't mamish like the Nossi, because there's the Nossi and the Resh Galusa. It was like two people that ran Klal Yisrael, yeah, the Noshi and the Resh Galusa, and Rav Chizda and Rabbi Avuna went to the Resh Galusa. Igniu Rav Nachman besuka, shenoya mufilogim min arba. Rav Nachman was the gabba.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Yeah, the Gemara later on we'll see in the third parak also another story with Rav Nachman and the Resh Galusa. So Rav Nachman was the gabba of the Resh Galusa, and you know what it means to be a gabba of a rebbe. You have to show who's boss, right? Is that the more later on over there in the third pair brings down a miser, a lady came, she was screaming that they stole a beam from her and they built it in, and Nachman dealt with her, just like got rid of her, right? So here's what Nachman, he's going to show who's boss over here. So what happened? Rav Nachman held that if you have a sukkah which the schach is more than 4 tefachim from the schach, it's kosher. Rav Chizda and Rabbi Avuna held that it was possible. It came sukkahs. Rav Chizda and Rabbi Avuna came to visit the Resh Galusa. Rav Nachman, who's in charge, had to find them some lodgings where they're going to sleep in the sukkah because they came to visit the Resh Galusa on Yom Tov. So Igneniu Rav Nachman the besukkah. Rav Nachman specially went. Especially Rav Nachman held that it was kosher, and he knew that Rav Chizda and Rabbi Avuna held
with
those
free
puzzle,
version for non-commercial
and he specially
use.
Went and he put them. He found them lodgings. Besukkah and a sukkah shenoya. Its decorations were meflogim imena, which had a distance from the schach arba tefachim, and he specially gave them. That was a sukkah. That's what that. This is a sukkah for you to sleep in. And Rav Chizda and Rabbi Avuna Ishtaku, they kept quiet. They didn't say anything. Pasha kept quiet, even though they're sleeping in a sukkah, which according to them is posel. Amalu, Rav Nachman said to Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, aha, hadu b'rabbanon, you have retracted Mishmasayu from your positions, from your shmeitzer, from your sayings, you have retracted. Because look, he's sleeping in a sukkah where the schach is more than four tefachim below the schach, the decoration is more than four tefachim below the schach, and you're not saying anything. You're very happy to sleep in such a sukkah, so you maskim to me, you agree to me, don't you? So I'm like, no. They said, no, nothing to do with that. Anan, us,
created with free mitzvah, version for non-commercial use.
We are shluchei mitzvah, upetur min asukah. Shleach mitzvah is potur min asukah. What mitzvah were they doing? So Rashi says a chiddush. Rashi says, shluchei mitzvah anan, lahakbo penei reish hagoyla. Yeah, they're coming to visit the reish hagoyla, the one who's in charge of Klal Yisrael. The chayiv odom lahakbo penei rabbi beregel is a mitzvah to be makabo penei rabbi beregel upetrinon. Come on, as we learn later, shlech mitzvah patur min asukah. Son who's a shlech mitzvah is patur min asukah. So a big chiddush here in Rashi. What mitzvah are you doing? You're doing a mitzvah of lahakvah panei rabbi. You're coming to visit your rebbe. So you don't need to visit me. You're yotze when you just go around and you say the yontif after davening. You say they used to go to the bochum. We tried to go to a vermishur salavetchik. You know, sit in a sukkah. You know. Yeah, so they'd come and knock on the door and they say, what do you want? Came to visit. You just have.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You're done. Right. So, but it's a mitzvah d'rabbanon. It's not a daraisa. And even so, and that's already enough called a shluchim mitzvah. And therefore they said, we're shluchim mitzvah. Of a shluchim mitzvah, we are potter min ha sukkah. Right? Now, Taisus adds on a point over here, a very important point. Right, towards the bottom of the Amr, Zog Taisus, shluchim mitzvah is one line over there. Shluchim mitzvah anan kegoin, shahoyu mizbatlim min ha mitzvahs. If they would have to start looking for a different sukkah, which would be a kosher sukkah according to them, then they would become bottled. They won't be able to be mekabel penei rabbi. Right? So I'm sure they needed to sleep or they needed to rest up in order to be with the Reish HaGoyel in the morning. Right? And if they have to start going and looking for a kosher sukkah, it could be they wouldn't find such a kosher sukkah. They'd have to go back home. Whatever the situation was, they won't be able to do it. But if you can do both mitzvahs, then a person has to do the mitzvah as
created
well.
With free version for non-commercial use.
Mitzvah, Isaac b'mitzvah, potom and a mitzvah is only when you can't do the other mitzvah. But if I can do both mitzvahs, then you mechuv to do both mitzvahs. Right, Zog the Gemara weiter. Amr Avid Amr Shmuel. Avid said the name of Shmuel. Mutto lishon bekilo besukkah. There's two different types of poster beds. Right, there's a four poster bed and a two poster bed. Right, the four-poster bed, you would have four posts on the side with like a canopy on top that would drape down. A two-poster bed was just in the middle of the bed, the two ends of the bed, you had a post on either side, right, and then it was a beam on top, and it draped down like a tent, but with no roof, not even a tefach of a roof at the top. So it says like this. Mutalish and bekila. Killa is a four-poster bed. Right, so you're allowed to sleep in a killa, right, the four-poster bed. Alpha P. That's not a killer. Four poster bed. It's a type of
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Because we're going to see later on, there's something called kanifos, which is four poster bed where the posts are secure. Right, so it's a bit more temporary. This type of a four poster bed. But you're allowed to sleep in a. You have a bed in the sukkah. So four posts. So you have all the drapes on top. Alpha P. Shesh Lagag. Even though it does have a roof, because it's a four poster bed, it has a roof. However, v'hushein gevoya asara, it's not 10 tefachim high. 10 tefachim from where? You have a roof, you have a bed. Right? Now, a bed has little legs, right? With a mattress, you have a base, and then you have a mattress. Right? Then you have four posts, and you have a roof. I don't have 10 tefachim from where? From the mattress up to this little canopy, or from the floor to the canopy. So Rashi says, v'hushein gevoya asara, min hamito. From the mattress, yeah, to the roof, you don't have 10 tefachim. The botsim megvay asar, if it's less than 10 tefachim, lav oilahu.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Others learn that you don't have four tefachim from the ground to the top of the of this canopy. Right? But it depends if the posts are attached to the bed, if they're not attached to the bed. Right? So so could be Rashi is learning they are attached to the bed, so you'll go from the hollowness of the bed, which is from the mattress, until the top of this canopy. Okay, so what do we learn over here? You have a four-poster bed. It's not as secure as the proper four-post bed, right? Even though it does have a roof, so you're sleeping, so to speak, in a different... You're not in the sukkah. You're inside your bed. You're inside the canopy bed. But because the ain't a gavaya asara, it's okay. So toshma. Hayoshon bekila. Okay, we're going to we have to stop here. We'll see the rayas. See the rayas tomorrow.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.